morning. Good morning. Okay, says the Mishnah, Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so from here to the end of the parak deals really with Hilchos Yerusha. The Mishnah says like this, B'chol, Noitel Pishnayim Benichse Ha'av. We learned that a Bechor gets Pishnayim. So the Mishnah says he gets Pishnayim Benichse Ha'av. Ve'ini Noitel Pishnayim Benichse Ha'im. And he doesn't get Pishnayim Benichse Ha'im. Now the simple way, the simple optash to Mishnah would be that the Bechor Mina'im doesn't get Pishnayim. But that's not the way the Mishnah reads. The way the Mishnah reads is, HaBechor Noitel Pishnayim B'nichsei Av, Ve'ini Noitel Pishnayim B'nichseiim. That means that Bechor, who's a Bechor La'av, does not get Pishnayim B'nichsei Ha'im. And L'chaira, that's simple. In other words, why in the world would a Bechor get Pishnayim B'nichseiim? Look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk gives him... The Torah gives a mitzvah on a father to be moirish to his son, Pishnayim, to his Bechor Pishnayim. That's a mitzvah on the father. He has a Bechor ben Asnu Yakir Losas Loi Pishnayim. Why in the world would a Bechor get Pishnayim from Nichseyim? There's no source. So it could be you could say, Enechanami, the Mishnah's not telling me a chiddush here. It's really poshut. The Mishnah's listing the halachas. Really, it's self-understood. Why in the world would a Bechor get Pishnayim from his mother? The reason why he gets Pishnayim from his father is because the father has a mitzvah to be merged to his son, a Bechor, Pishnayim. It's a din on the Av. Look at the parasha, you'll see. If you look at Parashas Nachlis, it's a mitzvah on the father. It's a very clear mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the father to be merged to his son, Pishnayim. Yerusha's aim is a regular Yerusha, like all Kraven. And the Bechor, I'm just asking, would you need a pasuk to tell you that a Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim from his uncle? Of course not. Well, why would he get Pishnayim? Because he's a Bechor. What does that have to do with his uncle? What does that have to do with his mother? It's the same.
The mother's owned by the father, so maybe
that's why. That's why Rashi goes out of his way to explain. Now we're talking about Nechsei Maluk, because if we're Taka talking about the money that belongs to his father, to the, then he does get Pishnayim. So David, it's the same amount of shach. If it's the mother's money, we don't need it. And if it's the father's money, so she taka gets it. If it's from the nechos of a koma shekonsi, she kona bayla. Then the Bechor does get Pishnayim. Not because from his mother, because from his father.
I understand, but maybe somehow, just in your mind, even though the father doesn't own that part of the mother.
Maybe he does own it. What's the...
When she dies, he owns it. When the mother dies, doesn't the husband...
But this can't be such a case, because the father died first. If the father died second, it's not the whole case. It's not Lamais. So Elamai, you could say, Nechnami, the Mishnah really is telling you no Chiddush. I just find it hard to believe, and as we get to the sugya, We'll see that can't be pshat in the Mishnah. But l'chayr, when you read the Mishnah, it's poshat. The Mishnah's din is not a, there's zero chiddush in these words of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes through the halachas of pishnayim, and in oitel beroy, kibemuchsik, it doesn't get roy. And similarly, v'loy isha b'ksubasa, a woman doesn't get from the ksubah, when she collects the ksubah, she can't collect from any monies that weren't there at the time of death. Roy basically includes anything that wasn't there at the time of death. In the possession of the deceased person at the time of death is called roy. So whether it's other monies that came after death, like a secondary Yerusha, right? Or property that didn't grow yet. So if the Yashin property and then before Chalukah, something grows from it, right? So all that is called roy. So the woman doesn't get for ksubit. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what this means. Rashi learns this is a case where a woman has a daughter, and the husband was makabel on himself to support the daughter. When they got married, when they signed the ksubit with his wife, he was makabel to support his daughter. And Tosfos learns this is the general support that a person gives his own daughters. But al koponim, v'loya yavam, a yavam also gets pishnayim, right? The yavam gets his brother's Yerusha. So the yavam is like a bechor. The yavam gets pishnayim. The yavam gets his chelik and the chelik that his brother would inherit from his father, right? That the yavam would get from his father. In fact, according to Rashi, that's ongoing. According to Rashi, once you do Yibum, and let's say their father, the Yavam and the deceased father died 10 years later, according to Rashi, he gets Pishnayim. The Yavam, it's a machlokes is Rishonim, but that's Rashi Shita. Rashi holds it for life. He's like a Bechor. The Yavam becomes now like a Bechor, according to Rashi. Okay, so here's the difficulty. So the Gemara comes now to learn, where do we know this from? The Gemara is going on the first din of the Mishnah, which we were struggling with. So on that, the Gemara says, my time. Okay. So the way we learned the Mishnah, what do you mean, my time? My time, yeah, it's not my time, and not. There's no reason for the Bechor to get Pishnayim from his mother. Why in the world would he get Pishnayim from his mother? So the Gemara says, Tomar Kro, the Torah says, Loi Mishpat HaBechoro, the way the Gemara is darshaning it, Loi Mishpat HaBechoro Le'ish, Vei Mishpat HaBechoro Le'isha. So the Loi is going back on the deceased. Loi Mishpat HaBechoro, but not... Only to him is there Mishpat HaBechor, but not the other way around. Like I said, it's Mamish Apliya. What do you mean? So Gemara is coming out that not only is it a Chiddush, but there's a Miut. There's a Miut in the Torah to be Mamayit that the Bechor does not get Pishnayim from his mother. Why in the world do you need a Miut? There's no Parsha Bechor from the mother. It was never been Mishadish that you have to be Mamayit it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Ve'eni noitel pishnayim b'shvach." The Mishnah said he doesn't get the b'roi kebemuchzik. The b'chor doesn't get double in anything that wasn't there at the time of death. So the Gemara says b'shvach. Dichsiv b'chor asher imotzei loy. He only gets pishnayim what the father was holding on to. V'loy b'roi kebemuchzik. Dichsiv b'chor asher imotzei loy. Same thing. Has to be in his possession. Says the Gemara, why a ksuba? What's a ksuba's isha have to do with this? Loya isha b'ksuba, so I, the woman, should have a din of bal choyv. V'omar shmul bal choyv, goyv es ha-shvach. The Gemara says, omar avabe mikulei ksuba shanakon. You're right. As bal choyv, the woman should be able to collect, but she has less of an ability to collect than a bal choyv. That's part of the kula they gave to ksuba. So people should want to marry a woman. So they gave kulas to the ksuba. Fine. And what about the bonos? My time, it's like super kiksuba. Okay. Now, when does a bechor zoiche in the nechosim of his father. So Pashtus, the Bechor zoiche in the nechosim of his father, when he gets the nechosim. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that a Bechor is zoiche in the nechosim at the time of death, right, then the whole element of Roy by Shvach is not even a Ger. Because it says already. So our whole sugya l'chayra only makes sense if you say that the Bechor gets Pishnayim, only gets the Pishnayim, he's only Zoich in the Pishnayim at the time of the Chalukah. Because otherwise, you don't have the, forget the Lomdus, you don't have the case of Shvach, because the Shvach is his. It's his right away from the beginning. So that's one horror. If we look in the Sugim Bava Basra, as far as when a Bechor gets Chalik, it's a Machlekes, in the Gemara there. And the Gemara Lamaisa comes out, Kuf Chavov there, that Yesh L'Bechor Koidim Chaluka. Yesh L'Bechor Koidim Chaluka. So if Yesh L'Bechor Koidim Chaluka L'Chor means the Bechor owns it before Chaluka, so how do you have Shvach L'Chos? Says the Mamash Apliya. Which is really, if you look at the Hemshecha Gemara here, the Gemara says, for loya yavam, the Gemara says the yavam has the same din as a bechor. My time, bechor kari rachmona. He has a din of a bechor. On abaye leishanu b'shvach sheshofchu nuchasim ben misa liyibul. Avo ben yibul lachaluka shokul. My time, yokum al shemachu v'machmona. Where he come, it's already his. Right? Rav Omar afilu ben yibul lachaluka nami leishokul. My time, kibchor. My bechor ain loy koydem chaluka. Avyovom ein loy koidem chaluka. Okay? So l'chore, the Gemara is saying that if a yovom would have koidem chaluka, then he would get pishnayim. First of all, I'm telling you in Svara, it should be like that, of course. If it's his before chaluka, so it's his. So his nechasim or mashbich. What's the difference if it's mashbich before chaluka, after chaluka, it's his money. In Svara, but besides the Svara, the Gemara seems to be saying. Because the Gemara says that if you hold, the Yavam gets Koidim Chaluka, then he should get Pishnayim on the Shvach. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if the guy was Miyabim, and then the Nechosim were Mashbiach, so if you hold that Yesh Li Yavam Koidim Chaluka, he gets Pishnayim. And that's what the Gemara says. The only reason for Rava for arguing, Rava says no, Rava says he doesn't even get from after Yibum before Chalukah. Rava ma'afilu ben Yibum l'Chalukah nami l'Shakel, and his rationale is my time at Kibchor. My Bechor ain't loy koidem Chalukah. Just like the Bechor doesn't have before Chalukah, if Yavam ain't loy koidem Chalukah. So the Gemara is saying clearly that the reason why he doesn't, why the Yavam doesn't get Pishnai after Yibum would be because ain't loy koidem Chalukah. But if it would be Yesh like Koidim Chaluka, then of course he would get Pishnayim. Huh? Who? Because the Torah calls him a Bechor. Because the Torah calls him a Bechor. Yeah. We're gonna get to this. So basically, the challenge that we have on the table now is like this. Number one, L'chayra. B'chayra is only a din to the father, not a din on the mother. So there's no reason for the Mishnah to have to tell us. And the Gemara makes it even more complicated. It's a drasha that the B'chayra doesn't get Pishnayim from his mother. Why in the world would he get Pishnayim from his mother? If B'chayra works simply that you're getting, the way we simply learn, you're getting from your father, Pishnayim, so that's a din on the father. If the father, the mother has no such halach, so l'chayr is a chanat. If it's nechasim that the father owns, I'll call mashakon, so like David said, he taka does get pishnayim from those monies. He does get pishnayim. We're talking about here anyway a woman that died after the misa of her husband. Because if she died before the misa of her husband, it's a moot issue. Because the husband Yarshins his wife before the children. So the whole Mishnah has to be talking about a woman who's not married. You know what I mean? She's divorced. So whatever it is, she's not married to the father anymore. Because if she was married to the father, then the Yerusha goes to the father, doesn't go to the kids b'chlal. Okay? So obviously the mother is not married to the father anymore. This is the mother's personal nechassim. Why in the world would there be a din of pishnayim? Makes no sense that there should be pishnayim. Yet the Gemara goes and brings a pasuk, los is loy, that's a drosha. What are you a drosha for? The other problem we have, which is a significant problem, is that l'chayra, the whole shayla of our Gemara, should only be, shvach should only be a question if you hold that ein l'bchor ha-kodem chalukah. But if you hold yesh l'bchor ha-kodem chalukah, then there's no shvach, because the shvach is his. The second the father dies, he owns the nechassim. And if he owns the nechassim, it's not roy. It's his nechassim. That was mashbiach. Not only that, the Gemara itself says that, because the Gemara by Yavam says clearly that if you hold yesh l'yavam koydem chaluka, then whatever was nechassim or mashbiach, the Yavam gets his piece. Pishnat. Right? The Gemara says it clearly. And yet, we paskin yesh l'pchor koydem chaluka. We paskin like the Gemara of a Basra, that a b'chor is zoiche right after the father dies. The Gemara says he can even sell it. He could sell it. It means his father died, they didn't make a chalukah yet. He could sell his pishnayim. He could sell it to somebody. That's what it means, yesh l'pchor koydem chalukah. It's his. So what's Shaykh Roy? It's not a shapella. It's not a shapella. So somehow you see from our Gemara that there's a difference in halacha between the b'chor yesh l'pchor koydem chalukah and the yavam yesh l'pchor koydem chalukah. Even though, like we mentioned, the only way we know that Yavam is ain like Kedem Chaluka, or Yesh like Kedem Chaluka, the whole Pishnayim is from Bechor. And that's the reason why the Yavam doesn't get Pishnayim in from Roy, because he's like a Bechor. Yet from our Gemara, and this is going to be difficult, L'chara, no matter how we're going to learn to answer the Kasha. However, we're going to answer the question that for some reason, even though Yesh L'Bechor Kedem Chaluka, it's still called Roy. However, we're going to answer that question. The bottom line is, our Gemara says clearly that if Yavam yesh lo kodem chaluka, then it's not Roy. And the only reason why the Yavam doesn't get Pishnayim from Roy is because we learn from Bchor. So no matter how we're going to learn, that's L'chayr going to be a problem. Because even if we could somehow explain, which is very difficult, that this is called Roy, even though the Bechor already owns the Nechassim, it's still, the Shvach is still called Roy, which doesn't seem to make sense. But even if we could somehow explain it, we're still going to have the problem. Well, if that's the case, then for the Yavam it should also be called Roy. And yet the Gemara says that if the Yavam is Yesh Loi Kodem Chaluka, then the Shvach is not Roy. And to say, well, the Roy works differently, that's even more complicated. Because where do we know that the Yavam doesn't get Roy? Kibchor. The Yavam is not a b'chor, it's kibchor. So the whole, really the whole sugi here is implodes. It's Imam Shapel in the whole sugi. So the original question I asked you is already in the Rishen. The question as to why, not the mother, why, if the yesh l'b'chor koydem chaluka, why is the shvach called Roy, the Rishenim already asked. And the Bala Moya in Bava Basra, in that sugi, Kuf Chavov and Bava Basra, Balamor asked it for a question. And Balamoyo says, Kaim alon yesh l'b'chor koydem chaluka. B'chor does own the nechassim before chaluka. He says, by the way, this is just in case you're looking it up, the Balamoyo is in the Yad Ramah, in Ois Tzariches. In Parakei Shneichel, Kivon sheyesh lo b'chor kodem chaluka, imkein nimtza shechelko yishbiach. Ask the Yad Ramah, this is his money. This is his money. Why is it Roy? He says, chusi, nimtza shechelko yishbiach, mashayich l'mayet ha-shvach. How could you be m'mayet it? Mishum sheni motzi lo'aviv. Sagt er, Ulai lo nechshav zechiyah gemure, elach ha-chaluke. Very difficult. Maybe we could say that even if you hold yesh l'pchor kodem chaluke, it's not a zechiyah gemure. Not called a complete zechiyah. It's enough of a zechiyah, he could sell it. But it's not enough of a zechiyah to say that it was mashbiach. Very difficult. Very, very difficult what he means. Now the Rif says clearly, and that's why he's asking on him, the Rif says clearly, the Baal Amor brings the Rif. The Rif says, Yesh l'b'chor koidim chaluka, this is Lashon, Zechiyah gemura beguf, avaloi b'shvach. What does that mean? The shvach is just coming out of the goof. How could you completely own the goof and not own the shvach? How does that work even? If you have, the shvach is coming from the goof. The shvach is not an independent thing. It's coming from the goof. Now, if you look at the Rosh by us, we have a copy of it here in the Maamar Kemes that's outlined. You have two columns here that's outlined. If you look at the second column, it says Ayin Gimel on top. So look what he says. By the little mem. The Rav Omar, everybody got that? The Rav Omar, afilu ben yibum l'chaluka lo yishok. Rav says in our sugya that even the shvach that the nechasim got after yibum, before chaluka, he doesn't get. Why? Yokum al shemochav amachmona my time ekipcho ma abcho ein lo yikoidem chaluka af yibum ein lo yikoidem chaluka. Now he asked a million-dollar question. He says it like Ashrei. What does that mean? How do you separate the Ikar HaMoment from the Shvach? Everybody asks this kasha. This is a famous kasha. I mean, it's the Baal Amor, everybody's asking this question, what's going on? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in his Shiurim in Bava Basra, he has a big piece on this. He's leaning towards the Tzad to say it's a Gzeres HaKosov, but it's very difficult. There doesn't seem to be another Gzeres HaKosov about Shvach. It's just a general Gzeres HaKosov of Roy Kibbe Muxik. L'chayrit is not Roy. If it's his money, it's not Roy. It's Muxik. Now the Rambam also paskins this way. Although the Rambam paskins Yesh l'b'chor koidem chaluke, if you look at the Rambam here in Halacha Dalet, we have it here Paragim Halacha Dalet. Ein abchor noitel pishnayim b'shvach nechosim sheshofchu la'achamis azoviv. Elamaylo yisah shvach bedomim v'nois na yesu l'poshut. And then he explains what's called shvach. Now, if you go in the Rambam Halacha Vav, he says clearly, "B'chol shemocha chelek b'choira koidem chaluka memkore kayim." If the b'chor goes and sells koidem chaluka memkore kayim, zok the Rambam, "Neisheyesh l'b'chor chelek b'choira koidem chaluka." Black and white. Sheyesh l'b'chor chelek. He has a chelek b'chor. No, before misa would be a davar shalei b'leilo. Ma she'irish me'ab b'machuloch le'yomar klum. Here we're talking about after he sold the chelek b'chor after koidem chaluka. Again, the Rambam explains why mipnei she'yesh l'b'chor chelek b'chor koidem chaluka. I don't have to be muchzik in the shvach. It's my goof.
I understand.
So now my goof was mashbiach. Now my goof was a mashbiach. Like Akiva is saying, the schus to take pishnayim, that's the whole challenge over here. That's what everybody has to understand. The schus to take pishnayim, of course he has right away. There's no machlikas in the Gemara if a Bukhar has a schus of pishnayim, of course he has schus of pishnayim. He has schus pishnayim when his father's alive even. He zich has schus pishnayim when his father's dead. The shaila is if that schus is materialized already. That's the machlekes in the Gemara. If yesh l'b'chor koydim chaluk or ain't l'b'chor koydim chaluk. If it materialized to the degree that he could sell it. Right? Otherwise, what's the machlekes? He could. It's a dovah shaloi b'li'elam. He can't sell the nechassim. So what's he selling? The right is a dovah shein by mamish. The right is a dovah shein by mamish. You can't sell a right. That was the whole kash of the revosh. How did Yaakov buy the bechor from Esav? That's not even sellable. You can't sell your birthright. You can sell the nechassim. You can't sell birthrights. Oh, that's the problem. No, but if you hold yesh l'b'chor koydim chaluk, it'll lump the... What's the simple pshat in the Gemara? Yesh l'b'chor koydim chaluk means as soon as the father dies, you are a shutuf in his nechassim double. Like, just like everybody else. I don't understand what the big kash is. Every son, forget the b'chor for a moment. On that there is no machlekes. Every son could sell his father's inheritance by the levaya. Not the most appropriate thing to do. But it works. It's chal. Forget the Bechara. Every Yerusha, you become a shutta for the Yerusha, the second the Yerusha falls. The whole debate is Bechara different. You actually awarded it. No, I had a unspecified right. Not right, I had an unspecified, simply, I had unspecified ownership. If you hold Yesh L'B'chor Koydim Chaluka, it's no different than two shutfim buy a field b'shutfis that they plan to divide. What exactly do you have prior to the division? Undivided interest. But you own it. You could sell it. You could mekadesh an isha with it. It's yours. That's the simple pshat. Ein L'B'chor Koydim Chaluka means... No, all I have is a schus ba'alme, but it didn't materialize, and therefore I can't sell it, just like you can't sell mechayim. So, but vinish tvi, the bottom line is that the Gemara Bava Basra paskins, yesh l'bchor, we paskin. Like that mandam of the Gemara, yesh l'bchor koydim chaluka. And that's what all the Rishonim are struggling on. How do these two halachas work together? And like I said, it climaxes in our sugya. Because not only is it illogical, there's no way to grasp it. Our Gemara is saying clearly that if Yovam Yesh Lo Koydim Chaluka, then it's not Roy, it's his. Our Gemara is saying it clearly. And the only reason why the Gemara says that Yovam cannot is because Ein Lo Koydim Chaluka. But if it would be Yesh Lo Koydim Chaluka, he would be able to. He would be Yarshan the Shvach. So it's really a... Seems to be Mama Shapella. Okay, we'll go and drop Vaita in order to get clarity. The Gemara now goes off into Shvach. What kind of Shvach are we talking about? And we'll just read that, then we'll do the Mishnah. The Gemara says like this. Kulum Einoitlim B'Shvach says, the Gemara La'asu Yishvach Adem Emela. Even a shvach that comes by itself, kigoin, chafura v'avishuvli, if the property grew, you know, wild growth that you didn't even plant, so that's like a memela shvach, or shlefufi v'avitamli, or it blossomed already, the dates blossomed, and then they actually came out. That's also included. Meaning, of course, if the yarshim went and they planted and they actively did something, that's shvach. That's not cool that was here at the time of death. But even something which was a natural occurrence is also shvach. Okay, v'loy b'royke v'muchzik, what's the extra thing? La'asuyeh nichse da'aviyabu. Even the Yerusha that comes from the grandfather is also called roy. Okay, let's just chop the Mishnah. the next Mishnah, which really ties to this as well. The halacha is that by Yovel, the Nechasim go back. All the Nechasim that are stay Achuzer go back. Okay. So technically, the Mishnah here is discussing technically what happens to the Chelek B'chor. Okay. Now again, this Mishnah proves that Chelek B'chor is somehow something different. It's not inherently a regular Yerusha. Because it would be a regular Yerusha, it wouldn't be a question. What's the question? But the Mishnah says like this, Eilu she'ein choizun b'yevel. The following don't go back b'yevel. Ha'b'chayra. And this is irrelevant of the machloikas ha'megoyim. There's a separate machloikas ha'megoyim in Bava Basra, whether, with many places in Shas, in Gittin, if yesh prayer or ein prayer, right? The Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. If you hold ein prayer like Rabbi Yechonin, it means every time you make a division, we don't know if it really worked out the way it was supposed to. So it could be I'm sitting on your property, you're sitting on my property. Because ein brera basically means we don't have the ability to make a decisive chalukah in a way that it clarifies this is your chalik. So every yovel, technically, you have to go and give it back and take it back again. Some rishonim learn switch. Some rishonim learn just you put it back into the pot that you could take the same thing again. That's a machlokes. That's a technicality. But if you hold yesh brera, then the pshat is that when two brothers split, this is called the original piece that you got from Shor Rishon. If you hold ein brera, so you have to. But that's what I'm saying is that's a side machlokes. Our Mishnah is talking about the inherent b'chayra. Is it something that goes back or not? Potentially, if it will go back, many Rishonim would learn, we'll see there is such a shita, that the Bechor, whatever he inherited in the property, will be unbelievable chiddush. That pishnaim he only gets for one yovel. Yovel, he's got to put it back into the pot, and then they divide it equally. Meaning that's not, his whole Bechorah is only till Yevil. Yevil is over. Meaning, whatever liquid assets the father had that is not in property, yeah, of course, that he keeps forever. Chutz La'aretz, he keeps forever. But the stay achuzah part, if you hold it, will go back by Yevil. Then, by Yevil, actually, it would go back, and now it would be not given back to him. Now the Bechor is over. So the Bechor and the Stei Achuzah is only for till Yevil. If you would say it. But the Mishnah says, no, it doesn't go back on by Yevil, according to Tana Kama. Yerush is Ishtoi, Vama Yabba Meshesh Yishochiv, Vama Atona. All of these things don't go back by Yevil, Divrei Meir. Vachachom Moimrim, Hama Atona Kemecher, and it does go back. And Rebbe Lezer Oimer Kulam Choizrim by Yevil. Again, not Yerusha, but Bechor goes back. Okay? Rabbi Yechon Brick Oimer, Ayerusha Sishta, Yachzal of Neim Ishpocha, V'yinakal Oimen Adon. Okay, we'll see what this means. He should give it back to them and take the money. This is different. The Gemara comes out of Maskona, it's talking about a Beis HaKvaros. So if he yarshens his wife's Beis HaKvaros, he should give it back to the family, also covered for the Mishpocha. He can collect the money. That's a Takona de Rabbon. That doesn't relate to the Lomdus in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, the Mishnah is clearly saying that there's a lomdus of regular Yerusha, and that does not go back by Yevil. There's no Havamina that should go back by Yevil. And then there's Yerusha's Pechor and Yerusha's Baal, and that's a debate in the Mishnah. Right? Some hold that Yerusha's Baal goes back by Yevil. Some hold Yerusha's Baal doesn't go back by Yevil. That's a debate in the Mishnah. And Bechor is also a machlekes. The Rebbe Lezer says kulam chayzim b'yevil. So you see clearly from the Mishnah that there's a lamda shechilik between Yerusha's Bechor and Yerusha's Shar Nechasim. It's very difficult to understand what that is. It's true we have psukim, it's matana, but what's the lamdas behind it? If it's a Yerusha, so it's not Mecha. It's Yerusha. So all I'm saying is, you see clearly, now Baal Be'ishtay is not difficult, by the way. Baal Be'ishtay is a beautiful shir by Reuven Grozovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha and Bava Basra, where he develops that Yerusha's Baal is really more like a momentous thing. It's like an ownership. In other words, a son doesn't have a bialus in the father. Father doesn't have a bialus in the son. You don't have a bialus in your uncles. Yerusha of the other relatives is not working with momentous bialus. Right? It's not a momentous thing. Reb Reuven develops a whole idea that Yerusha's Baal is a bialus. It's a bialus. No, it's not an ishtik. It's a bialus. He has a momentistic bialus in his wife. And amongst the, just like he's zoiche b'maisa yodeho, and he's zoiche in other things in his wife, he's zoiche, and that fits very well, because Rashi in many places, in Ksubas, in Kedushin, Rashi says that a woman goes into chuppah, she's yoitzim rishus aviha, she's nichnas l'shus baila. And Rashi says, l'yosha. It's yosha. Yosha is because they're related. So you see that Yerusha's Baal is a bialus. It's an ownership. So it's a different type of Yerusha. So that we could, that's easy. We could almost cut it with a knife. That there's a difference between Yerusha's Baal, especially the Gemara says here, we're talking about Yerusha's Baal is the Rabbanon. That's definitely the gather of it. The gather, the Rabbanon, was that the person yarshens his wife because he has a bialus on her. That's very different than the other yarshim. But Bechor is a Yerusha Dereise. Bechor is a Yerusha Dereise. So how could Bechor be different in Lomdus? It's true. The Gemara develops it because it learns out of a Pasuk. Bechor, because it says, the Gemara plays with the words. Bechor, losses like Bishnaim Amar Rachmona. It's Matana Kari Rachmona. That's what the Gemara here says. If you look at the Gemara, my time in the Gemara, Mechud Amar Rachmona Lehele Be'evo, Matana Yerusha Loi. That's why it doesn't go back. The Gemara says those are Yerusha. The Gemara says, and therefore it doesn't go back. Bechol, the Gemara says, what about Bechol? Losa slipi shnayim, matona kari rachmon. Tayerush is ishtoi, Yerusha baal deraisa. Now if you notice, the way the whole Gemara works is the reason why Reb Meir holds that Bechor doesn't go back is because it's like a matona. No, it's Yerusha. In other words, if your old matona goes back by Yovel, then Bechor goes back by Yovel. If your matona doesn't go back by Yovel, Bechor doesn't go back by Yovel. What do you mean? But why did the Gemara say simple? Bechor doesn't go back, according to the mayor, because it's Yerusha. Yerusha doesn't go back. That everybody agrees. Yerusha doesn't go back by Yovel. Unless you hold Ein Brera because you don't know what you yarshin. But I mean, Yerusha doesn't go back by Yevil. So what's the Gemara saying? My time with the Reb Meir. Reb Meir's reason is because it's Yerusha. Instead, the Gemara says, well, the Torah calls the Yerusha's Bechor Matone, and Matone doesn't go back by Yevil, so Bechor. That's like going like in circles. You don't have to come on to anything. Just say, my time is Yerusha. Mecha doma on the head down. This is Yerusha. The Gemara says, no. Matone not. And Bechor is like a matana. How do we know Bechor is like a matana? Because it says lost this way. What in the world is going on? That's what I'm saying. So we see, all I'm saying is that what we see, a consistent approach here, that somehow Bechor is different. Yerusha's Bechor is different than Stami Yerusha. It's not a regular Yerusha. And that's why we're going to have to say that there's a difference between Yesh Lekoidam Chalukah and Lekoidam Chalukah could have a different meaning than it normally would have. That's the only way to explain it, which was our original question. Okay. I have a bris. I'm going to jump to the Teretz. I want to read you a Sifri, which I think really enlightens the whole sugya. The Sifri is there on the parsha of Ben and parsha's Kiseitze and the parsha Bechor, Ben Ahuv and Ben Snua. So I'll tell you what the Sifri says. Very difficult lashon. Here, it says the Sifri, ki hu reishis oinoi, loy mishpat habachoyra. Listen to a lashon ha-Sifri. Melamed, by the fact that the Torah uses a lashon loy mishpat habachoyra, he has like a case, loy mishpat habachoyra. From here we learn, shabachoyra yoytse bidayonim. You heard that Sifri. From here we learn that the Bechor can take his brothers to a Din Torah and force them to give him his Chelek Bechor. What? First of all, it has nothing to do with his brothers. That would be no different than saying that each brother could take the other brother to a Din Torah, which unfortunately there's many of those in Din Torah. Right? For that you don't need a Pasuk. That's Mamoni Gabach. That's part of the Halachas of Mishpatim, of course. What do you do? If a guy owes you money, he doesn't give it to you, so you take him to a Din Torah. And that's your right to take any person to a Din Torah who owes you money, who you perceive owes you money. But the Sifri says that there's a separate drasha to teach you. Loi mishpat ha-bechayra, says the Sifri, melamed sha-bechayra yoytze bidayonim. Mamish apela. Clearly, chelik pashut is no such discussion. Chelik b'chayra. So the whole thing is mamish apliya. Huh? No, that it is. It's a mishpat. He can. You don't have to go to dinner. He can come and take his chelik. But what happens if they don't give it to him? So it's yoytze b'dayanim. Just like if you remember, we had by Ribbis, we had such a discussion that. The Gemara in Ezer Neshech says that Ribbis Ktsutsu Yoytze B'dayonim. That means if somebody charges Ribbis, you could take him to the Torah to get it back. What's the Chiddush? Ribbis Drabonon, you can't. Ribbis Daraisa, yes. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is simple. Because Ribbis is a Yeridei Halacha. Choshem Mishpat wise, it's legal money. I made a deal with you. You're going to give me back this percentage. You agreed. I agreed. We made a Shibud. You owe me the, it's technically, without the Isra of Ribbis, you owe me the money. Happens to be, there's an outside, external prohibition that I can't collect Ribbis. It's the way you have to view Ribbis, it's almost like a prohibition to collect money which is owed to you. Right? It's illegal to collect it, similar to Shemitah. It has a relationship to Shemitah. Lo yigois. I have a loan. It's not that you don't owe me the money, you owe me the money, but I have a love to collect that money from you. Lo yigos. It's not that there's no loan. So Ribbis is the same way. And that's why the Havamina would be that if somebody actually collected Ribbis, collected it. He was over the Avera, he was over the Issur d'Oraisa of collecting Ribbis, but so what? You can't come to say Mamoni Gabach, it's not true. It's his mama. But that's the Gemara. Ribbis Ktsutsu, it's a new halacha. Ribbis Ktsutsu Yetzir B'dayon. The Sifri is making a similar statement on Chelek B'chayra. Don't think that Chelek B'chayra is what? How's the other way to look at Chelek B'chayra? Where's the other direction? So I think it's Pshat, you could say it's like this. When it says Losis Loi Pishnayim, the whole pasuk is strange. Because the guy's dead. To give to him a pishnayim. What does it give to him pishnayim? Who's giving to him pishnayim? He's dead. Really, the Torah, why is the Torah talking about it as something from the father and it has to be given to the woman? Given. It's Yerusha. The father can't make his change the deal around. The father... What do you mean? It should just say the Bechor Yashins. It doesn't say that. It says losses like. So I think that what we see here is very simple. Then this gets enlightened by the Sifri. When the Torah said that Bechor is called a gift, or it's something you're giving the Bechor, really the way it works is that the Yoshin inherits an obligation to give the Bechor Pishnayim. So it's not that the Bechor Yarshins Pishnayim directly. The Torah says that there is an obligation to award the Bechor, who the Yarshim, have a chiyuv to award the Bechor. It's like mitzvah l'kayim divrei emes. They have an obligation to award the Bechor, loses loy pishnayim, to give to him. First of all, now right away we understand clearly why the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Shaila, well, when does he get that? Does he have that right as soon as the father dies? Well, maybe since it's really going through the brothers, maybe when they give it to him, that's when he gets it. Now the Sifri is beautiful. The Sifri says, well, maybe we can look at Bechor as a mitzvah. Lulav, Esrig, Matzah, the Yoshim have a mitzvah to give the Bechor. Pishnayim. Who says it's Yoitzah B'dayon? Loi Mishpat HaBechorah. Says the Sifri, the Bechor could turn to the brothers and say, don't tell me you're not eating matzah. I can't take it in Torah for not eating matzah. Yeah? I'm taking it in Torah. Loi Mishpat HaBechorah. I have a right to demand in Beis Din, but what am I demanding? I'm demanding that you award me the Pishnayim. I have to be awarded Pishnayim. The Gemara of Abbas that says, Yesh l'b'chor koidem chalukah, means you already have that right the second the father dies. You could demand it. It's like a shibut you have right now. But you only have that shibut on the guf, not on the shvach. But poyol, you only get awarded when you get awarded. The question is, when is the Mishpat HaBechor Chal? Is the Mishpat HaBechor Chal when they give it to you? Or is the Mishpat HaBechor Chal before? But even before, it's nothing more than Mishpat HaBechor. No better than Shibud. Because it's being awarded to you. It's not coming like that. And that's why our sugya says that Bechor would go back by Yovel. Because this was awarded to you. If you hold Matana, doesn't go back by Yovel. So neither does Chelek Bechor go back by Yovel. Now that we understand that it's coming from the Yoshim, so it's really the brothers have to recognize this Bechor. Ulai, even if they yashin money from the mother, they have to award him. Comes the Pasuk and says, no, loy mishpat ha-bechorah. The awarding of the Yoshim to the Bechor is only what they received as children from their father, not from the mother. Because it's via the ocean. And that mama chance is a lot. I just have to run, but that's the, you could think about it more. That's the. I'm leaving. Yeah. We missed you around lately, no? You should know it was noticed. It was felt. Cult of...